here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Let me.
And then the sports thing happened, and there was a whole lot of it in this market. Some good, some bad, some ugly, and just some. That was basically how this weekend went. Justin, how we doing?
Some of everything. Yeah. Some of everything is what happened here. And I don't want to wade into it. I want to dive in.
Let's do it.
This is a
cannonball
straight in. Listen, what happened last night at 501 Broadway was a historic night in this city, in my opinion. Yeah. I was talking about pain and what pain does to a fan base sometimes when you end up going through things as a fan base. Last night, for me, qualifies without question. It was a playoff game. You were playing a goalie who was third string.
Mm-hmm.
The third string goalie. Now, Darren, you know, I don't follow hockey as deeply as you have. But I know enough to know that the third string goalie is basically in the NHL is Rudy Rudiger, essentially.
Wow.
You're there to make the team better.
Did I say something incorrectly? Rudy.
Have I said something incorrectly?
Rudy Rudiger.
That's who he is.
I heard Vancouver went in before game four and all put their jerseys
Listen,
on Coach Talkett's
they might
desk
as well.
And said, you better play. I don't know how to say
I don't know
his,
either.
Whatever his last name is.
That shows his particular significance.
It's not how it's spelled.
Listen, call him a winner is what you call him.
Rudy.
Okay?
Rudy.
His
Rudy.
Whole job is to make sure the team is ready to go and to be, you know, the practice guy. That's what your gig is.
I think we should start this segment with Justin's peeved moments of the weekend.
My what?
He's peeved for the week.
I'm not even peeved.
Look,
I'm just talking.
I don't think he's alone. And honestly, we've talked about this. Like, I'm not telling people how they should feel, but you should feel that way. Because I have said so many times on this show, I feel like when the Predators lose in the playoffs in the first round, which we've been telling you, this has happened many, many times, it's the, oh, rats. It's like Charlie Brown. Oh, rats.
Well,
when the Titans lose, hair's on fire. People are running through the streets, burning couches.
Yeah.
When the Predators lose, it's, oh, rats. And people should be mad, okay? People should be feeling like you're feeling. Please continue.
I'm not, let me clarify. I'm not mad. You know, as Damon said, you know, Justin's peeved more, like I'm peeved off. I'm not mad. What I am is slightly disappointed. And there's a difference between the two. And I'm not upset with the Predators. I just was expecting a little bit better from them.
With all due respect, there's nothing that sounds slightly in your voice right now.
I think that's
Stevie Justin being very nice.
Listen, and I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is this. You had every opportunity last night to do what you need to do, and they didn't, and it fell apart again, and I don't have a good explanation for it. I don't think anybody really does. I mean, other than just shock and amazement and utter disappointment and what should have been a really great night for that organization, one of the best nights they've had in a really long time. And they just could not, for whatever the reason, the hockey gods is what Coach Burnett was talking about, whatever, it just didn't happen. It's a game of inches, and the inches did not go the Preds' way. Just a few other inches there from Colton Sisson and that goal,
game
it
over.
Gets in the net, and that's it.
Game over.
And we're going back to Vancouver tied
it too.
Yep. It didn't happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, the Preds get life. And in the Vancouver gets life, and they're still able to get the goal with 10 seconds. Jeez, 10 seconds? Less than 10 seconds. And then you go through the entire, Darren,
two,
I'll tell you the truth.
Three.
I missed the game winner.
Four.
For Vancouver.
Five.
I missed it.
6 seconds.
Missed the game winner for Vancouver. I was watching the game. I missed the game winner. Why? I stepped out of the room. I didn't think the period had started back yet. I didn't think the overtime period.
Oh, you missed the overtime goal?
I missed the overtime goal. Mm-hmm. Why? It was less than a minute into the overtime period. They didn't even get going in overtime yet. They didn't even break a sweat in overtime. And it was over. Mm-hmm. It was over. Way too much time on Vancouver's side of the ice, or the Predator side of the ice in this case. They couldn't get the puck out. Beautiful pass from Vancouver. And listen, they had UC Soros dead to rights, okay? Point blank range, top shelf game.
Defensive breakdown. Just no excuse.
Just couldn't, you know, and it's just so many little things in this hockey. No, he can't be on Soros. You're point blank. He's got you dead to rights, okay?
No one even around him.
It's over at that point. Yep. He got you.
Yep.
And, you know, if you block it, you're lucky. That's all.
Yeah,
you just chose, in football, you guessed right.
The defender fell down.
Yeah.
And the receiver's just running down the field by himself.
I mean, if you block it, you just guessed right. That's all. He guessed, he missed. And that was it. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And now they have to get on the plane and go back to Vancouver.
I don't even think he had time to guess.
No!
There's no time to guess.
He had him dead to rights. And that was it.
I got to be honest, Justin. Yeah. I thought today, look, because of the circumstances, look, this has all been played in the Predators' favor, okay?
Yeah.
You're talking about their top-notch goaltender, Demko, plays the first game and is out and has continued to be out and it looks like will not be back. Enter Casey DeSmith. We went to Vancouver on Friday. Even Vancouver saying, I said, what is the drop-off between Demko and Casey DeSmith? Significant, which we all knew. I just wanted to hear what they had to say. So there's a huge drop-off to Casey DeSmith. And, oh, by the way, he came in and won on Friday. Then you go to your minor league goalie, the third-string quarterback.
No,
same goaltender.
Thing. No, third-string quarterback. Yes.
And you're thinking, this is what I thought today was going to be. I thought today, the way it was playing out, was 3-1 cruising, and they were just going... I don't want to say going through the motions, but everybody's just, you know, sitting there going, hurry up and let this thing in. 3-1 victory or an empty netter, 4-1, on to Vancouver, series tied at 2. And I thought, honestly, that would be our storyline today, and our discussion would be, look, they won. That's what they were supposed to do because their backs were against the wall, they were at home, and they were facing a third-string goaltender. Now we'll see what happens in Game 5, and then let's get to the draft. Like, honestly, I thought that's what today's show would be. Now let's break down what the Titans did. But instead...
Nope.
Yeah, you don't need to fill in the blank. Everybody knows by now. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. Let's go to Adam. Adam, what's up?
Weird game, dude. Like, that sucked, man. What sucks is that you're exactly right. I hate my teams always doing this to me where they have this overwhelming favoring advantage in some way and just waste it. Like, it felt like the Titans and Bengals game. Like, dude, we had everything lined up, and it doesn't line up that easily. Like, series do not go like this, and Predators know that. Like, you had to get so lucky to make it to the playoffs to begin with. Number one, they're super streaky. We talk about that over and over again. God, this streaky team. But then they finally get you get the Vancouver matchup. You didn't have to face the Jets, or you didn't have to face the Abs. You didn't have to face all these teams that have already destroyed you, Dallas. You get Vancouver, which I didn't even know was still a team, to be honest with you. Like, sometimes you just forget about them, right?
I hope Vancouver's not listening to this show right now.
You just forget about them, man. And then look at this.
They're laughing.
A horrible, horrible end to that game. And it sucks because I don't want to – I mean, I know it's like a cringy word for you, Darren, where I'm like, house money, we're playing with house money. That's off the table now, dude. We were here, and we had all these advantages. You were supposed to win this series. I know. I still feel like Vancouver's a better team. When you look at them, you're like, we're not as sharp as Vancouver. But at the same time, everything fell in your lap, and you had a chance to beat this team. Like, we should be – and not only should it be tied, we should be an overwhelming –
it should be 3-1. It should be three. Right. They should be up 3-1. Honestly,
don't you feel like they would be so nervous in Vancouver if we went back there with the series title?
Oh,
like,
those butts would be so tight. I'll keep going, but I'm not going to. There's a phrase I'm not going to use it on the radio, but yes, it would, things would be very tight.
I know what you're talking about. And then you bring it back to Nashville to possibly clinch, man. Like, it, now it's, who knows? I mean, everybody could always say one game at a time, dude, but it felt like we lost everything last night. It felt like it was over. So I don't see you doing three in a row.
Right, well, how's it going to change now? Like, I get it. Like, people, the most optimistic people in the world are like, hey, there's, look, the series is not over, which technically is true. But what gives you any indication? What hint is there that this team is going to win the next three with what's transpired?
You want to know what sucks is that you look across and you're like, okay, it's a new coach, but there's so much veteran leadership on that team, dude, that I'm sitting here going, why can't one of you have made that play? Somebody, like, I get clanking. Why are we so bad at hitting the empty net, by the way? But we're horrible at that. But why couldn't somebody jump in there and lay somebody out in that 6-on-5, dude? Like, I was expecting Yossi. I was expecting Forsberg to get a stick in there. There's these dudes that have been there. And, like, Ryan O'Reilly, God, everybody talked about, oh, was it a good signing, was it not? He looked like a great signing. Why couldn't he get a stick in there? Like, it just, I don't know, dude. Very disappointed today.
I don't know how you could feel any different. If you have a pulse and you care about the team, I don't know how anybody could feel any differently. It's honestly, and I've been watching Predators hockey since day one, it's either the biggest or it's one of the biggest, as in top three choke jobs I've seen in franchise history. If I'm just being honest, it's, and I don't even consider, because I think heartbreak was games 1 and 6 of the Stanley Cup final, but they weren't really choke jobs. You know what I mean? Justin, there's a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Heartbreak and the same feeling? Yeah. Yes. But, you know, because of the circumstance. Like game one, if you were there, if you watched, you kind of, that opposite, the bad call, and you felt like the Predators should have won that game. Game 6, we know the bad call here, and, you know, they could have kept the series alive. Does that mean they win game 7 in Pittsburgh? No.
No.
But, you know, that would have been fun to find out.
Yeah.
Could they? So it's a different, you know, 2010 game 5 Blackhawks playoffs, that was a giant choke job. I'm not sure if one really rivals this one. This is, I don't think you could come up with a bigger scenario, bigger choke job scenario in 25 years where you gave up 2 6-on-5. The empty, you pulled the, they pulled the goalie not once, but twice.
Yeah.
And capitalized both times.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't work just one time, which we see. Look, it's still, the odds are not high. But we do see it, right? Like,
sure,
it happens.
Sure.
Like, it's not,
there's
like
a reason why every team,
like,
keeps
people
doing it.
Right. It's not like people are like, oh my gosh, it worked. Yeah, it works.
Teams do it all the time.
But to do it twice on the road. I mean, hell, if you're watching the broadcast, Chris Mason, and I'm not even disagreeing with him. He was like, man, Vancouver just looks out of sorts, out of, you know, look at their body language. Look at, they just look like they have no answers. They're just ready to move on to game 5. And again, when he said that, I didn't really have a problem with it. I agree. And then
in the bottom,
and then the
just drops out.
Empty net miss, which, look, I know a lot of people are banging on Colton Sissons. I'm just not willing to go there.
I don't know how you can.
I'm just not willing to go there, because here's the deal. They scored 2 of 6-on-5 goals in the final 3 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then they came right out in overtime and scored right away, and it was embarrassingly bad. How's that? I mean, I get it. If Sissons hits the backhander empty netter, it's over. But they also miss those all the time, too.
They do.
You know, how about blaming the like, yeah, you had a job on the other end to do, and you didn't do it. And, oh, by the way, if you want to look at other bad opportunities, they have really – dominated is not the right word. They actually have been, in my opinion, I think the better team. Think about it. The lapses.
Sure.
They lost the game in Vancouver because of 12 seconds.
Yeah.
12 seconds.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. You're talking about getting up. You blink. You turn around. You go to the bathroom. You get to grab a drink, and you come back. You're up a goal. You're down a goal.
Yeah.
Game over.
Yeah.
And then yesterday.
It's rough stuff.
Who do they have? Are you going to blame that on Colton Sissons? I'm just not. I know it's tough. Everybody would have liked for it to have been game over. with that empty netter, but it didn't happen, and you had a job to do on the other end. And you didn't do it not once, but twice. And then in overtime, I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, it looked like they weren't even on the ice.
Just
wasn't anyone even around him.
They couldn't. What the overtime goal and what the goal in the last 10 seconds have in common, to me, is way too much time on their end. They couldn't clear the puck out of the zone. When the screws were tightening down, they couldn't find a way to poke the puck out of there. Just all you do is clear it. It's a power play. Just clear the. They couldn't clear the puck, Darren. They couldn't just poke. No one can get a stick in, dig it out, and get it out of the zone. I know it's easier said than done. I understand. I know it's not hard. I mean, I know it's hard to do. I know it's easier. Well, just stick it. Just poke it down ice. Yeah, I you know. Yeah, says the guy who's never played professional hockey. I get it. But you know, this is the difference between win or lose. This is what we're talking about. If you're able to clear it out of there, the 10 seconds, you can't tighten the screws down for 10 seconds at the end of the period. It's maddening. It's maddening as a fan when you have this kind of opportunity in front of you. I'm sure it's maddening as an organization. I know those folks in that building want to win, and it didn't happen for them. And I don't know really where to point blame or direction, if you can't point blame at any one particular person. I don't know if that's even possible with a loss like that.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We're wide open this hour if you want to get involved in the show. There's a ton to talk about, as you can imagine. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. You are listening to The McFarland Show here on WNSR.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull-apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon pull-apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now there's Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's StarLeasing.com to learn more.
JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
You're listening live from the Strike and Spare Studios, downtown Music City. It's the McFarland Show.
Braves out in Seattle tonight, out on the West Coast. Got the Mariners tonight. Be an 8:40 first pitch. Max Fried will be on the hill for Atlanta. So coverage will begin at 8:25 here on WNSR. Don't forget, you can watch the show every day on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. You can interact on our YouTube page, WNSR Live. One word, Johnny out in Vancouver is doing so, and I feel bad for Johnny out there. He's in a lot of pain right now.
Yeah.
Watching the Preds do this and having to live out there. Speaking of that, Predators head coach Andrew Burnett after the game.
Yeah, here's Coach. He was speaking after the game about, you know, reflections of the game and, you know, how he felt about it. And, you know, believe it or not, he felt pretty good despite what happened. Here's the coach of the Preds.
I really liked our third period being up two goals. You know, you felt comfortable. I thought we were really digging. Everybody's pulling the rope. I think we've gotten better as the series has moved along. So that's why it's a little disappointing that you don't get rewarded for it. But usually when you do the things we've been doing, if we can, you know, clear our mind and go back to work, the hockey gods may give you a little bit of a break here, because I thought we did a lot of good things in both these home games that we probably should have at least won one, maybe two.
All right. Darren, I need your help. He sounds so calm, and listen, this is a professional hockey coach and player. I know he's an uber competitor. I'm not going to sit behind this microphone and accuse him of not caring, because I know that's not the case. And I'm not going to say something that immature, because that's stupid, and you can get that some other place. And I know he's probably trying to keep a calm face for the sake of the organization and his players, and no one wants to see him get on camera and go Mike Ditka, or, you know, fill in the blank coach, you know, Dennis Green or whatever else.
Tortorella.
After one of these games. I know that doesn't help. I understand. But to say that you feel pretty good about being up two goals in the third period. Come on, man. There's a balance there between, you know, not going over the rails. I can go over the rails. I'm a broadcaster. We talk sports all over the, you know, Adam in Portland can go over the rails. And that's fine. I understand he can't go over the rails. I get that. I get that's not what the organization is about.
But there's a little more in between than that.
Man.
Than hockey gods and what you just referenced.
We should, you know. Hopefully, we can deserve a little bit
better luck. It's like, well,
you didn't lose a regular season game, man. This ain't regular. This is okay. I don't know, because maybe this is how all the hockey coaches do after losses like this. Maybe this is just the standard of the league. Maybe I just don't understand. Maybe this is just who he is and how he handles things.
No, what
I don't know.
What have I said all along about this? This portion of hockey right now, what is this?
They're all one-game seasons, essentially?
It's a new season. It's a whole different bag, man. It's a different bag. Remember when the regular season ended, I said, close the book on that.
Yeah.
This is when the new season begins, and it's totally different. And every game is it. Look, I'll just tell you right now, for all the pain and angry and disappointment and it, fill in the blank, how everybody feels today about game four, and it's rightfully so, and it'll continue tomorrow. Game five will be tomorrow night in Vancouver. Don't be surprised if they go out there and win. Because no. That's how playoff hockey works.
No, I wouldn't be surprised
Don't
at all.
Don't be surprised at all.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because right now, there's a lot of people, rightfully so, I get it. They got the shovels out. They've already started digging.
Sure.
And they're ready to fill it in.
Yeah.
Come tomorrow night. And I get it. But don't be surprised. I'm just saying, don't be surprised if they go out there because everybody's ready to fill. And they may not. I get it. But don't be surprised because that's how hockey playoffs. It doesn't mean they're going to turn around and win that. I'm just saying, don't be surprised if they extend it because, again, it's one game. It's one game series every time. That's what it is. Playoff hockey is a different animal, man. And you can't judge one game from another. I've seen blowouts, and everybody's ready to, you know, tell that team goodbye.
Yeah, they're
done. They come back the very next game, and they win in a blowout. I mean, it's just that's how it works in hockey. It's weird. But so don't be surprised. Let's go to Tony in Ellensville. Tony, what's up?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
You know, it's tough to watch that on Sunday after what you saw take place on Saturday at Hawkins Field. Guys, I know, don't question the GOAT. Well, there's a lot of people questioning, why did we pitch to a guy that had wore out your left-handed pitching the day before? You have an open base you can put him on, make somebody else beat you if you're going to get beat. And you pitch to a guy and you lost your channel. You know, I mean, you just the day before he hit two out on left-handed pitching. And now you're going to pitch to a guy that you had an open base, rule of baseball, two rules. Don't put on the winning run, but at the same time, don't let the guy at the plate beat you. And he did that. I'd rather put a guy on first base running to score the winning run than to have him trotting around it after hitting the 400-foot bomb. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I want your opinion on that.
Tony, this is going to be my opinion. It's not going to be anything you're going to like. You're allowed to your opinion, and you're allowed to be disgruntled, and you're allowed to say everything you just said. And other fans can do the same thing. But the reality is, and you're allowed to be mad, and it doesn't need to change any of this. I'm just saying, Tim Corbin will forget more about baseball than the three of us will ever learn in our lifetime. And we're all great baseball fans.
I don't care about that statement. We all know that.
Silly. You think he's perfect? He's not perfect, Tony. So, okay.
I mean, we lost a series that's going to come back to haunt us.
Haunt you in what way? How's it going to haunt you? In what way?
Well, it dropped us down to fourth in the division.
Okay.
We still got two series left on the road. Tough series at Georgia, at Kentucky, and you've got Tennessee coming in here.
Okay.
That, if we win three games out of the nine, I'm hoping we win four or five, but it's going put us playing. We had a shot, Darren. We had a shot to win out in this division, finishing up in the top two spots, meaning we draw a bye on Tuesday and play on Wednesday starting double elimination. We're now going to be regulated to play on Tuesday in single elimination, and that's going to just – it's just the domino effect. That's how it hurt us, Darren.
I would say right now my assessment, and I'll be curious to hear what you say. My assessment right now, as much as I am pro, as you know, Tim Corbin, the more I watch SEC,
I know,
I'm just saying, the more I watch this conference this year, I kind of feel like they're falling into the place of where, in the pecking order of what they really are, in my opinion. They're not as good as the teams at the top. They're not as good as Kentucky. They're not as good as Tennessee. They're not as good as Texas A&M. They're not as good as Arkansas. Do you disagree with any of that?
No, sir.
Okay.
I think they could compete a lot better, though. But, Darren, let me just this is the part I don't understand. Last week, we walked Coniglione intentionally, and Florida had, I think, the lead a couple runs on us. This game, we're up by one. This man can beat you with one swing of the bat, and you pitch to him with an open base. But the baseball, you explain to me what team would have not put a man like that on an open base. I want to hear y'all's answer.
Was the record still intact? That? Was he going for that record?
Are you talking about Coniglione?
You talking about the guy for Florida? The nine consecutive games was...
Well, he was going for the record, but the game was already over pretty much.
I'm saying, had he hit the home run in that game? I don't know which game you're referencing. Had he already hit
the
home run?
I'm referencing the last game of the series.
Oh, which he didn't get. He didn't hit a home run that game. I would just say that's probably sportsmanship. Tim Corbin didn't want to do that on his last at-bat for the game when he's got an all-time record at stake. He'd rather do it by him ending it the way that he did, actually getting out, flying out to left field, I think, is what his last at-bat was.
I just think, and a lot of people, I'm not the only one, it's all over social media and everything. I just think they should have put him on base, pitch the other guy, make this other guy beat you if you're going to get beat. Don't give that guy, and I think in the major leagues and anywhere else, a lot of people would have done that. I don't understand it. Many others don't. Corbs was questioned afterwards. I'm going to send y'all did y'all see the interview after the game, him talking to Area, I can't say her last name, the
Gershon.
Beat Fighter?
Yeah, Gershon, yeah. Yeah.
Have y'all seen that?
No, just send it to us. We'll watch it.
Okay, and it's very short, 57 seconds, and he gets pretty snippy when asked about it.
Okay.
And
just send it. We'll watch it. Okay.
And one more thing, talking about the long ball. Guys, this weekend, this is crazy. Y'all know I'm an Austin Peay guy and all that stuff. This weekend, Saturday, Austin Peay hit 10 home runs in one game.
Mm.
10 home runs.
Well, they're one of the home run leaders in the country. Like,
they
as
are,
a team.
And they are. And they've got one guy that's the number three hitter.
Yep.
He's hit 25 now,
mm-hmm.
23.
I think that's
right there with Coniglione and Condo.
When blowing out.
No, I just want to get that off my chest.
Okay.
Because we saw that Saturday and then have to suffer through what we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean,
no doubt.
It hurt.
Yeah. Hope you feel better.
When you care about the team.
Sure.
And it ripped your heart out. You just want to just scream and holler, which I was saying at the time, put him on the base, and we pitched him. And Corbs' answer to it when asked about it, sadly to say, he put the blame on the pitcher.
Hmm.
He didn't say we didn't, maybe we should have walked him. He put the blame on the pitcher. He says we didn't execute the pitch.
Tony, like, thank you for the call, man. I hope you feel better.
All
this
right,
is
guys,
what these shows are for, man.
Sure.
Yeah, thank
sure,
you.
Sure.
This is what the show's for. You're allowed to get it off your chest. 615-844-5600. Let's go to Eric. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm going to talk about the draft, but before I talk about it, I just got to say something about the Predators because, Darren, you know me. I'm not a hockey fan, hardcore, anything, but I've definitely pulled for the Predators because I know you are definitely a hardcore Predators fan. And listen, I called in this morning, told this to John and Patton. There's no other way to say it. They choked. They gagged the game. You under no circumstances should they have lost that game yesterday. I can give them a pass on Friday. I'll give them a pass. They played hard and all that type of stuff. You lose a 2-1 game. I give them a pass. But there's no way with like 2:50 to go in the game, you can give up two goals and then lose like they did overtime. Because they scored a goal with 2:50 to go and said, oh, okay. But then when they got that goal, 8-6 left to go, Vancouver did, I could not believe it. I was yelling at the TV. I said, are you kidding me? I don't believe it. And I don't cuss. I didn't cuss. But I know a lot of other Predators fans probably were cussing when that happened. So
I wasn't, because my 12-year-old son was in the same room with me, so I wasn't cussing either.
But and then with just a minute to go in overtime, like a minute or two or whatever it was, they give up another goal. So basically, they gave up three goals in that span, and that's basically almost like a goal a minute. Under no circumstances can that happen. And it's more frustrating when they were down to, like, their third goaltender. I mean, it's one thing if they've got their top goaltender in there and all that, but the fact that – and you can't get one game at home, I mean, that just makes no sense to me. I mean, and they lose a 3-1 lead in that game, lose overtime, and now you got to hope Vancouver blows a 3-1 lead for them to come back, which, unfortunately, I don't think is going to happen. But, but guys, as far as the Titans go, hopefully these picks will work out. They certainly drafted a lot of beef. The one thing, again, and I don't want to overreact because I'm definitely willing to give the team a chance, new regime and everything, but just the second round pick and the fact that he had the issue with DUI, that's a little bit concerning. And also know if he's had weight issues, but hopefully the draft picks will pan out. I also was excited about the receiver that they got who came from the athletic family. His father was an athlete, mother was an athlete, and his nephew of Ed Reed. So, you know, but we'll see what happens, guys.
You talking about the Tulane receiver?
Yeah. Ed Reed is his uncle.
Okay.
So, but we'll see what happens, guys. Y'all take care and have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Eric. Right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right, we'll come back. We'll talk about their draft picks. We haven't discussed what took place after Friday's show. That would be rounds 2 through 7.
Yeah.
So we'll do that on the other side as you listen to the McFarland Show, WNSR.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field.
Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tonight, the Braves head west for some late night baseball as Ozzie Albies and the Braves roll into T-Mobile Park to take on the Seattle Mariners.
Pre-game coverage begins at 8:25 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio, WNSR, Sky Scan Forecast. For today, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy skies, scattered showers, and a thunderstorm or two. The high temperature is going to be 84. Clouds, widespread showers, and isolated thunderstorms tonight, the low 62. Sunshine, a thunderstorm in spots Tuesday. Utilizing resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Renault.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
The McFarland Show. Video streaming live on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube from the Strike and Spare Studio.
You know, with everything that took place over the weekend, I came in just a little bit hungry. I needed a snack.
Yeah.
I don't know if the cameras can pick this up.
That's not a snack. That's a picnic.
Big old bag of
Bugles.
Original Bugles.
You see, just like go in the store and just go down the aisle. And
This is a 30-ounce bag.
30-ounce.
Oh, wow.
Of Bugles. I'll mess around.
You went to Walmart.
No, this is the wholesale store.
Oh. Say no, he didn't go to Walmart to get that.
No, what's that place they sell all the supplies?
Sam's, Costco. That's where you went to get that.
Well, we're going to give out free plugs, and it was BJ's. So.
BJ's, hey. Oh. BJ's Warehouse, sure.
You went to BJ's.
Whatever. I mean, yeah, listen, somewhere where you have to get industrial size. That's where
I
you
was
want.
Down in some Bugles.
There you go.
Finger licking good, man.
There you go. It's what fuels the McFarland Show. Whew. Bugles.
Fueled by Bugles.
Yeah.
Welcome to the McFarland Show, fueled by Bugle.
Get the sales team on that.
All right, let's talk about what took place after our show on Friday. Rounds 2 through 7. We know the Titans did not have a third round pick.
No.
Let's start with the most controversial one. Devondre Sweat, the big nose tackle from Texas. When I say big,
oh yeah,
he's listed at 366.
He is.
But apparently, last season at Texas, there are people saying he was playing at 385, 390 at times.
Yeah. Here's why I have, and I've listened to the debates online, on social media, the experts and the non-experts talk about this. Here's the thing I'm missing. I don't know what the scheme is. And because I don't know what the scheme is, it's hard for me to properly put this into context. I don't know what they're doing because we haven't seen the defense. We haven't. So
the new look defense.
The new look defense. He's a nose tackle. At least that's the position he's going to play. All right, then. Nothing wrong with having a nose tackle. If that's what we're doing, are we doing a defense that caters to a nose tackle? It's the same thing as if they drafted a fullback. I know they didn't. But if they were drafting a fullback, well, I haven't seen the offense. So I don't know if a fullback makes sense or not. But, you know, if they run the traditional, you know, if they were the white helmet Titans, drafting a fullback makes a lot of sense based on who they were. But, you know, this new look Titans, I don't know if they need a fullback.
White helmet Titans.
You know who I'm speaking of. The white helmet Titans. You remember them. The white helmet Titans. You remember if they needed a fullback.
I saw a lot of the white helmet Titans at the Cats game on Saturday night.
Yes, yes. They came out
I
to
saw
support.
Chris Sanders.
Yes.
I saw Albert Hainsworth.
Yes, there you go.
I saw Jeff Fisher.
Yeah.
You know who else was in the house?
No.
Not a white helmet. Titans. George Kittle.
Oh, George Kittle.
Who was at the yeah. Preds game
yeah.
Friday and Sunday.
Yeah.
But was at the Cats game Saturday night.
May live here.
Making his rounds. Well, he does live here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't? Again, as I say all the time.
He's lived here for several years.
I cannot make sense of what they're doing with Devontae Sweat because I do not understand the scheme that they're running. If they're running a scheme that could use a space eater the way he plays, then fine. If they're expecting him to come in and have 8 sacks a year, then I would question that.
Mm-hmm.
They've already said he's going to be a 3-down player. All right, then. So what does that look like? What do you expect him? I guess the biggest question, what do you expect him to do? What's his role on the team? And it's impossible for me or anybody else, quite frankly, to answer that question because we haven't seen the scheme.
Well, it's impossible for me to envision him being a 3-down player. I just look. Come on. You're telling me 3rd and 8, he's out there?
Listen.
3rd and 8, he's on the field.
After
playing the first two downs?
I guess.
Really?
Listen, depends on what, again.
3rd and 11?
What's the goal?
3rd and 11, is he out there?
What do you want to do? Is he taking the space of, you know, the extra, are you putting in an extra linebacker on 3rd and 8 because you figure he's going to take the spot of 2 of the defensive linemen on the line? I don't know. I don't know what their thought is. I will say this on some of those 3rd downs or 3rd and 8, he knocked down a lot of passes because he's a big man.
Mm-hmm.
So the things I did see on film of him, he seemed to do especially well at knocking down passes. Could that be helpful on 3rd and 8? It most certainly can.
Oh, I know exactly when you can definitely use him. short yardage third downs or fourth downs.
I don't even know about that.
Three,
Darren.
Third and one, fourth and one. Absolutely.
Darren.
Goal line, 100%.
Maybe on goal line. But, Darren, in this league most teams, 8 out of 10 teams, line up in shotgun on third and one now. You know, they're not going to line up in I formation and try to run the ball down. That's not really what they do nowadays. Most teams on third and one.
Well, Philadelphia does.
Philadelphia's a little bit of a different animal. If you're playing Jacksonville on third and one, are they going I formation? Not typically.
I'd like to know the analytics on what they actually do, if they run or pass. Are you saying they still pass on those downs? Because I don't know if I actually buy that.
I'm just saying that, well, even if they do run, the looks that they give us suggest that they're not. A lot of this draw plays or whatever else they're doing, it's not the traditional way.
But still, that's a run. And
yeah.
If you got him and Big Jeff there, I mean, I like your chances, but not if you got those two.
Not if you're going to the outside or you're just trying to force people outside because, you're not going to run inside because you know he's there. If that's what's the role for him? What is he supposed to be doing for you? That's the biggest thing for me. As soon as we can understand what the defense looks like with him and Big Jeff on the field in a 3-4, so is Jeff your defensive end now? Like, what's happening? Are we a 3-4 where Jeff is the defensive end and then you have an edge rusher? Is that what we're doing? You know, what does this look like? And we don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this looks like. And until we get, once you show me what this is supposed to look like, then I can make a better evaluation as to far as like, oh, well, this was never going to work. again, what are you expecting of him? That's my biggest question. And I don't know the answer.
So he was the most controversial of all the picks. One, his off the field stuff. He had a very, very recent hiccup with what DWI.
DWI.
Yeah. And, his weight, playing his weight, what you would expect from a big guy like that.
Sure.
So he was a lot of people thought he was going to slip to the third round. They thought that they took him too high at 38. Okay. That's fine. People did like what they did in the fourth and fifth round. Those two picks.
The linebacker from North Carolina.
People really like Cedric Gray, the linebacker from North Carolina. And people really like Jarvis Brownlee Jr., the cornerback from Louisville.
Very aggressive player.
Those two picks, people seem to really, really give the Titans a lot of credit for.
I think Cedric Gray is...
That's the one people... I mean, he's basically a tackling... He's a refrigerator magnet.
Yeah.
Right? The defender is a refrigerator. He's the magnet.
Yeah.
I mean, he just... What, did he have like over 100 tackles a season? I mean,
yeah.
It was insane.
Very dependable. Seems like you know what you're going to get out of him. Seems to read and react very well. Good athlete. Doesn't seem to, doesn't wow you, but that's not the point. Your point is to put somebody out there who, first of all,
who's always around the ball.
Around the ball. Seems highly mature. He talks like a veteran already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just listening to him, he sounds like he's been playing for at least 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fantastic. So doesn't wow you athletically, but it's good enough to get out there and be field general for you and get people where they're supposed to be on the field.
All right, we'll step away, take our final break, come back, and wrap up the first hour of the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I love to own a house, so I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage.
And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Warrior fan, can't believe I'm about to say it. You just got beamed. Devastating evening for the Dubs. Devastating, in fact, for anybody who was pulled for this Warriors dynasty. It truly did feel like the end of an era. And if not the end of an era, maybe the end of Klay Thompson's era at Golden State. What a terrible way to go. You got to feel for him. Disastrous night for a class guy and a rough night for a class organization.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Give us a call, 615-844-5600. The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
We'll head east. We'll go to Knoxville to begin the second hour of the program. We'll bring in our man, Vince Ferrara, from the Sports Animal. Back here on the McFarland Show, Darren and Justin, live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. Tony from Nolensville sent us the clip of Corbs after their loss to Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what we got.
Yeah, talking to a reporter here.
The update on how Devin's feeling, you know, he got
Devin Futrell?
Yeah, two interviews today.
What's the update on Jaden Davis' status?
He's got orbital damage, speed surgery.
So is he out for the season, or?
Come on. You don't know that, huh? Not, just wait and see.
Okay.
You're on every injury, I'll tell you that.
Did you consider putting Hunter Hines on in the ninth inning?
I didn't. Just didn't execute much.
How tough was that one to swallow just generally?
I mean, it's kicking the nuts. I mean, you know, you play that hard, you work yourself back into it. It's a tale of two games, but it'll make us better some way, somehow.
Why did you decide to pinch hit Jack Bolger there at the end?
Because I decided to pinch hit Jack Bolger.
Okay.
All right, then.
Clearly, Corbs, not in a good mood after that loss.
Let's say you know him better than I. I've only spoken to him a few times. That sounds uncharacteristic.
I never pushed him like that after a game. After
yeah,
a loss.
I mean, this is. Yeah, listen, and I know we've only got a minute here, but I will say this. I learned. Maurice Patton, who used to work for the Tennessean, I used to follow him into the Nashville Sounds dugout to speak with Trent Jewett after games. And there were times when Coach Druitt, Manager Druitt, was pretty hot, okay? And you had to kind of know, listen, now is not a great time, okay? He's still in game mode. And it just sounds like Coach was still, you know, still a little game mode there. That's just what it sounds like to me.
Let me tell you, Peter Laviolette was a bundle of joy after losses.
Tough room. Tough room after loss. Do I really want to get into it?
And we know Mike Vrabel was a whole lot of fun.
Man, deal with that.
All right, that's going to do it for hour number one. We'll come back. We'll head to Knoxville. Lots to talk about with our man Vince Ferrara from the Sports Animal. We'll do that next here on WNSR.
News. I'm Darielle Albinger. Secretary of State Blinken is in the Mideast as negotiations continue in hopes of reaching a humanitarian ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. In Tel Aviv, a major protest. Prime Minister Netanyahu's handling of the situation.
Senior Hamas official has said to ABC News today that the proposal on the table is, in their minds, positive, more positive than the deal that was potentially proposed weeks ago. But they did say to us that there are still issues that need to be negotiated.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. A deadline has passed for student protesters at Columbia University to leave an on-campus encampment and to sign documents promising to abide by school policies or be suspended. The cleanup is beginning in communities affected by the weekend tornado outbreak. Oklahoma hit especially hard with widespread damage and several confirmed deaths. This is ABC News.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
NSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
You can't handle the truth.
It's about to go off.
Live from the WNSR Strike and Spare Studios.
Just a bit outside.
Now back to the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Show me the money!
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Alrighty then.
Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
Second hour of the McFarland Show here on this Monday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. We're live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. Darren and Justin here with you. DJ Damon is alongside for the ride as we skip to Knoxville. 99.1 The Sports Animal. Our man who hosts the morning show there with John Wilkerson, Vince Ferrara. Vinny, how we doing?
Good. Never a shortage of stuff going on. Hope you guys had a great weekend.
Boy, I'll tell you what, a lot of people on social media talking about SEC baseball. I got to be honest. I don't know if you saw. I think I sent it to you. The Arkansas Florida play, the fake punt or the fake catch. Excuse me. To get him to go back to the bag after tagging. This is Florida. Arkansas, it was the center fielder, right, that did that. And then, I don't know if you saw, was it the Georgia A&M series? Was the Georgia pitcher in the bullpen down there doing, crouched down doing something to his glove, and a fan caught that on video and put it out on X?
That I did not see.
Yeah.
No. The deke of the Florida player tagging at third was basically fake, like he was catching it, went through the motion, squeezing the glove and pulling it down. That caused the third baseman to start off third on what he thought was a tag. Then he had to stop and go back when he was actually caught. And with that extra few steps, he was toast home. So, brilliant play. I even asked John Wilkerson, who's been calling Tennessee baseball and college baseball a lot longer than I have. He said he doesn't remember seeing that before either. So, yeah, just wild this weekend. Like, Texas A&M and Georgia, and there, I think it was one of the games, Georgia led 9-8 after one inning. Georgia put up 9 in the top of the first, and A&M answered with 8.
Mm.
That was the start of the game. 17 runs in one inning between the two teams. So just some wild. Kentucky and South Carolina had a walk-off in the 10th by South Carolina, and then both teams were in double digits in game two, and South Carolina won 2-3. That means Tennessee is just a game back of the Cats, who started out so hot out of the gate in SEC play.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to go find the bullpen, I guess, out in the outfield. A Georgia pitcher is in there, and he is crouched down in the corner, and he's doing something to his glove. Of course, everybody's saying that he's putting, some type of sticky substance on his glove. But, yeah, crazy how much the microscope is on SEC baseball.
Hey, baseball is about if you're not cheating, you're not trying. I mean, baseball and NASCAR, have that motto, I think.
No doubt about it. How about Candace Parker, after an unbelievable career with the Lady Vols, winning a couple national championships, a Hall of Fame career in the WNBA, is calling it quits, is going to hang it up, and quite honestly, with her work in broadcasting, I can't imagine that she's not going to go that route. I don't know. Maybe she wants to be a coach. I don't know, but she was fantastic, I thought, as we talked about during the NCAA tournament, men's tournament on CBS. She was fantastic.
Absolutely.
I don't know what her plans are, but, she can do basically whatever she wants to do.
Absolutely. So I know some Tennessee fans that maybe weren't enamored with a Kim Caldwell hire or wanted Candace Parker, are like, wait, this couldn't have happened like a month ago where she could have come coach the Lady Vols. Now she would have to want to coach the Lady Vols or basketball at all, but I'm sure some people that crossed some people's minds. But amazing, elite at everything. She is phenomenal as a broadcaster. Everything she did in college basketball, Tennessee, just an absolute legend and All-American and iconic in that program. And then three championships with three different franchises. And she said the competitor in her says go for one more. And she's got more ability to do that, but she just decided it's time. And I think for elite athletes, that's something that they want. They want to be able to go out knowing there was still just a little bit left that they could have done, and then ride out into the sunset, whatever that may be, knowing that, hey, they could have still played at a high level. So just brilliant, iconic, changed, the dunking, so early, one of the first to do it. And not only an inspiration to women's athletics, but athletes overall, and then just women and young girls, whether they're in sports or not. So just unreal. It's hard to put her accolades are just so long, but she's it's hard to put into words exactly how many people she has impacted through the years, and Tennessee fans love the fact that she waves that orange flag every opportunity she gets.
So the New England Patriots traded Mac Jones for Joe Milton. Is that what I understand?
Well, it may not be done. It may be that they trade Bailey Zappe as well to make Joe Milton the number three. I mean, Jacoby Brissett, Drake May, we know about. Then after that, I mean, they have Nathan Rourke, who's not going to be there. He's just a body there. But the question is, do they keep Bailey Zappe as the three? And Joe Milton maybe is on the practice squad, or does Joe Milton perform well enough in camp to where they can try to get something for Bailey Zappe or release him? So I think it's TBD whether he's the three or the four. I don't think it's just a straight swap of Mac Jones because, maybe the Mac Jones, the 13 quarterback, that would be why it would be a swap of the two. Very different. And it's interesting, this tight end talk. Joe Milton was asked in the post-game presser he did with some of the local media, hey, did they talk to you at all about maybe playing tight end? And Joe Milton was like, this is the first I've heard of it. So he said no, and that's never going to happen was his answer. So then Jerod Mayo was asked in his late draft press conference, he said, hey, have you guys considered maybe Milton for another position? And Jerod Mayo is like, well, we got to put on the pads and see how things go, but we drafted him to be a quarterback. So he said that they drafted him to be a quarterback, but it's not like he completely squashed it. His initial reaction was, you got to put on the pads and see how things go and things like that. So a little bit different approaches to how they answered that. I don't see Joe Milton as a tight end. People like defensive end, tight end. I don't think that he's a contact guy. It took a while for him to be a more willing runner. Maybe that was him being healthy. But you're talking about a physical pounding of being a tight end all the time. I'm not sure and he has so much confidence in himself as a quarterback. I don't see that, and clearly he doesn't want to do that. So I think that's a storyline, but I don't see that happening.
Haddon to the Chiefs, huh? I wonder how he ended up a former Vol now in Kansas City. Isn't that interesting?
If only the Chiefs scouted well,
yeah.
And they had some good scouts.
I know.
If only they drafted well. If only they had a track record of getting the right DBs and developing them and them being successful, maybe you could, have some hope and come on, Haddon. But, I think we knew that they had interest in him, and it's not a surprise. And what's cool about it, too, first of all, drafted since Trey Smith, but they went in the same round in the sixth. So he's a guy that was the SEC, basically the SEC's best corner before he got hurt, which was so far from where he was to start the season when he had the shoulder block missed tackles. And then going back to South Carolina last year where he was so maligned for that game because he was kind of talking trash to South Carolina when they were down like 40. But he's matured. He made himself into a fantastic player with skills. Didn't really get to go do everything in the pre-draft process, but there's a lot to work with there. And you obviously got to trust the Chiefs that they know how to scout and develop and get the right guys. It's an awesome spot for a kid that, has made progress in terms of maturing. But you want him in the right situation just to make sure. And he was very adamant in that phone call to Andy Reid and Brett Veach that, hey, you guys did not make a mistake. You will not regret this. Thanks for the opportunity, that kind of thing.
Saw Jabari Smalls ended up here in Nashville with the Titans. At least that's one of the reports I saw. And, you know, a lot of people are wondering if there's if there's life, you know, outside of being drafted for a lot of these Vol players. I think a total of 9 players went to NFL teams from the Vols as undrafted free agents. Did right. you see something that was a good fit for one player in particular that sticks out?
I'd say probably McCallum Castles of the undrafted free agents, and Castles actually is going to join us on the show Wednesday morning, so we'll find out a little bit more, because I thought he would had a good chance to be the fourth of all selected. You saw him mocked there, and you know his times and workouts, some of those explosive times were as good at the pro day as any tight ends had he been at the combine. I was a little surprised he wasn't at the combine. So he caught on with the Eagles. I think that's a great fit. They know how to use the tight ends there. There are some good tight ends there. Obviously, Dallas Goedert. They signed C.J. Uzama, but it's hard to know how healthy he is. And then after that, I think there's opportunities to maybe make that team, whether it's, you know, on the 53 or on you know, on the practice squad, and then go from there. But great body, really good catch, pass catcher. I think they like those kind of tight ends. They can catch the ball, be mismatches, but then also are willing and able blockers too. And one thing, we have Mike Keith on, and whether it's Jabari Small or Gabe Giudilalii, first of all, he said those have been reported. So
sure.
Some guys are signing as undrafted free agents. Other guys are getting tryouts. And he said sometimes the guys that do tryouts beat out the guys that were signed as undrafted free agents. So he said it's all the same until they get through that first mini camp, and then they can decide who makes the 90. Right now, they're just bringing guys in. He also said that they can bring in veterans during that time that are still trying to stick on a squad. So for all of these guys, they got to show out in rookie minicamp and then earn their spots onto the 90. So it's still kind of dicey, even though, you know, a lot of them have been reported to sign with these teams.
Boy, what a time. All right, so from football to the college baseball diamond a little bit. I know Darren talked about it earlier, the Vols. The very good weekend, the sweep of Missouri. Looking forward here, what's in front of them still? We had a Vanderbilt caller call in a little earlier talking about they've only got a couple of series left before this and just trying to get placement already for the postseason.
Yeah, and Vandy's one of them. It will be next weekend where Tennessee will go to Nashville and play the Commodores. This weekend for Tennessee, they play Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Florida. Florida has had their struggles, 9-12 in SEC play, one game over 500 overall. Florida was picked to win the East, and they're 9-12 right now. So they've had that play at third that, Darren, you're asking me about, where they got kind of deked. That's kind of indicative of the season they've had, just mental errors. I mean, they fought hard against Arkansas this weekend, but just haven't been able to put it together. But it's a fierce rivalry, so Tennessee goes rivalry the next 2 weekends, both on the road at Florida and at Vanderbilt, and then they close out with South Carolina at home, who's also, like Vandy, 11-10 in SEC play. So that's the final three series, 2 on the road and 1 at home.
So Toby Awaka out of here, goes to Arizona. And they continue to add players on the hardwood coming from places like Ohio State and even from Charlotte. So one goes out and here comes some more. I mean, this is just the cycle of college basketball in today.
Yeah, and Awaka, it was kind of quiet for him in terms of visits and interest and so forth. So for him to get latched on to Arizona is interesting. That's a big-time program, and they're bringing in elite guys in the portal and in regular high school recruiting. So that's a good landing spot for him. They certainly have some openings there. And look, Tennessee has just brought in two bigs. And Rick Barnes was open to Awaka maybe coming back, but he had to keep moving forward. And they got Felix Okpara, the Ohio State transfer that's super athletic, big, about 6'11", and he just averaged 6.5 points per game in his career. Just over five, and then about 6.5 this past year. But he was in double digits in each of the three NIT games he played. So maybe he's turned a corner. He needs to develop his offensive game, but he's a guy you can still pick and roll and him run to the rim and alley-oop. Ziegler will be great with that. And he's an elite shot blocker. So you have some rim threat on offense with that shot blocking that Adu brought you in, and even better. And then they added a Charlotte big today, and he clearly wasn't impacted by Okpara. In Igor Milicic, who picked Tennessee over Baylor and Nebraska, and he's a guy that can shoot the three. I mean, gets off his shot quick, even contested shots. He can rebound. He has a good handle for a big. And so he brings you a more well-rounded big that can defend, can rebound. If you're looking for someone, I'm not saying he's going to be Dalton Connect, but if you're looking for someone to outplay the level of where he was, Milicic might be the guy with the skill set he had. And he said he has trust in Rick Barnes and just really liked all the pieces there. So yeah, that's a plus. And they added a 2025 big from the state of Alabama too. So they're really going after the bigs now and in the future.
Hmm. Good stuff as always, Vince. Appreciate it. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, appreciate it. And Jalen Wright in Miami, man. Love that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's the first one to get drafted. Yep.
Yeah. So, all right. Appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
Vince Ferrara, they've got a lot of running backs down in Miami.
They do. So, well, a lot of speed, too. A
lot of speed.
And he certainly fits that category.
Yep. No doubt. Vince Ferrara, 99.1, the sports animal there in Knoxville. We'll come back here on the McFarland Show. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line right here on WNSR.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
It's a Bill King Show.
We are college football centric. That is the sun that warms our planet that we live on. Our planet actually isn't flat or round. It's an oblong spheroid. And we are here to proselytize about it, edify it every day on this here radio show.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Give us a call, 615-844-5600. The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
Good stuff from Vince Ferrara. 99.1 The Sports Animal. That was as good as the show's going to get for Damon. It's all downhill from there.
Here you go, Damon.
This hour, you know?
Enjoy.
I mean, that was his segment.
I'm watching highlights of Igor right now.
I know you are.
Getting
you'll
ready.
You'll have an Igor shirt on tomorrow. Igor.
Getting Igor kind of shoots like Dalton. I see a Dalton.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go.
Start that hype, yeah.
Igor.
Start that hype.
As he's tightening up to, hey, Damon. Tighten up.
I'm all about the Titans.
Boy, he has got
Jabari Titans. Small giving it a takeover running back.
Jabari Small. Yes. It's coming. Eddie George, Chris Johnson, Derrick Henry, and Jabari Small,
baby. Yeah.
UDA, man. No doubt.
Number four in Mount Rushmore.
He's going to take over things in Nashville.
There he goes.
Hey, Keenan, what's the name of the guy from Vanderbilt? Julie. He's signing too with Tennessee,
hey,
right?
Don't go Jamal Charles on us now. Don't be trying to pronounce these names you can't pronounce.
I can't say his name. Exactly. I'm not even going to try.
By the way, we'll play that clip.
Do we have to?
Jawadi Julie.
We need a little humor. Like, here's the thing, Justin.
All right.
Why do that to him? Why put him up on stage?
I don't know.
How about
why do that to him?
You go?
Like,
practice maybe ain't going to help, man. Listen. I've been there. If you can't say the word,
That was it. In fact, get it. Just because we're going to drive people crazy if they don't know what we're talking about. So, Damon, pull it up.
If you can't say the word, you can't say the word.
Well, word?
Or words plural. Plus, there's a lot of people. He's not a public speaker. I mean, I don't know.
Again, why send him up there then? It's
a great question. I don't know. I don't have a good answer to why he needs to go up there.
And let me just say this. I wouldn't have got the last name either, but I would have been closer than him.
Well, it wasn't just the last name.
No, that wasn't the problem. No, that wasn't the problem.
I think it's nerves and, you know, he's got a stutter maybe, and I don't know. Does he have a stutter?
I don't think it was a stutter.
He doesn't have a stutter issue?
I don't think so.
That was
I need to listen. I don't know. I haven't listened to a whole lot of Jamal Charles.
I haven't either, honestly.
Maybe he sounds like this all the time.
I don't know.
You may have to listen to this twice.
All right, let's.
No, I've already heard it,
so
unfortunately.
He goes up to the podium to obviously make the pick.
Like dozens and dozens of other people.
For Kansas City. I'll just leave it at that. I won't say.
Yeah.
Here's Jamal Charles.
Is a trade. The San Francisco 49ers have traded a 63 pick to Kansas City Chiefs. With the 63 pick in the 24 draft, Kansas City select Kinsley Suamaia from BYU tackle. Let's go, Chief.
Let's go,
I'm
Chief.
I'm happy to be here with a back-to-back Kansas City Chiefs. Is a trade. The San Francisco 49ers have traded a 63 pick to Kansas City Chiefs. With the 63 pick in the 24 draft, Kansas City select Kinsley Suamaia from BYU tackle. Let's go, Chiefs!
All right, that's enough. Can't do it anymore. The San Francisco.
That's not the stuttering San either, 49ers. That's not a stutter.
San Francisco?
I feel bad for him. I feel embarrassed for him. Listen, now, that sounds like me at 4 a.m. some mornings, okay? You get up that?
It sounds like some people leaving downtown at 4 a.m. too.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
What was the San Francisco 49ers thing? What'd you see the Chief do?
You have not lived until you have gathered man-on-the-street interviews on Broadway at 2:30 in the morning. That is something.
You ain't kidding about that.
That is
I've been an Uber driver. Don't
man. Those conversations there.
I'm in front of the bar. Which bar? It's a bar on Broadway. You see Bridgestone? I don't know what that is.
By the way, they put up on the graphic how that last name was spelled, the kid from BYU. Again, I wouldn't have gotten it right either, but I feel pretty confident I would have gotten closer than whatever he just threw out
there. Wait until Nico is drafted in a few years. Oh, Lord. Don't let Nico be drafted in the third round by, you know, some random former star of a team somewhere.
I think what just cracked me up is this man ran the football effectively for the Kansas City Chiefs for his career. Listen. And he kept calling him the Kansas City Chief.
What does that have to do with anything? Just because he ran the ball?
Well, because doesn't he hear Andy Reid go, Chiefs?
You don't hear Andy Reid. He hears the entire state of Missouri say that at the end of all that during the national anthem. No, he knows very well. Listen, he's gotten the checks from the Kansas City Chiefs, plural. Promise you that. So,
and that's when they actually got checks.
Yes.
I think when he played, I'm sure there was direct deposit.
No, you get the checks. Those game day checks to the Kansas City Chiefs. Promise you that. So,
Chief.
That's rough stuff.
San Francisco.
Listen, it's a lot of people. I don't know what to say. I feel
again.
It's rough.
My only question is:
it's rough.
Why did you send him up there? Don't do that.
You had to know that this was going to be the result before you sent him up there. I mean, you had to know. But so you're right. What's going on?
We have a correction. He has a disability.
That's what I thought. I'm telling you.
What does he have?
Doug is here to tell y'all.
Let's find out from Doug.
Okay,
he's gonna make us. He's going to make us feel bad, isn't he? He's going to shame us.
Yes, he is. Go and shame us, please, Doug.
Can you punch in, Doug?
Yes.
Damon, can you do that, please? Go ahead, Doug.
Start over again, Doug. We couldn't hear you. Say it again, sir.
Hey, good evening, guys. I've heard about the fumble of the speaking, and I looked at some footage of Jamaal Charles, and if you go back, what gave him notoriety, I think, in his early years is that he was a Special Olympics kid, and it was the track part. And that's where he gained his fame of knowing how fast he was.
Mm.
And not too long ago, I think he spoke up about how that's where he became famous, and he had them all repeat the Special Olympics creed. He was the spokesperson of the opening of the show and announcing that I had a problem.
Now, Doug, Are you messing with us? Or are you telling us?
Oh
the
no,
truth?
He's not messing.
I'm looking for the footage right now.
Okay,
because that's the reason I called to say, hey, you know, maybe, you know, not throw the mercy break or the Jake break, just, you know, check it out. And he has a little bit of an issue, and he spoke up about it.
Well, one, if that is the case, thank you so much for, you know, putting that out there and clarifying what's going on. But here's, again, for all the people that don't have a clue, which is millions. By the way, how many people were watching the draft? Millions upon millions upon millions upon millions. Huge, huge broadcast.
Yeah, like, see, I just came in on the tail end of the.
But who, if you don't know.
You were talking about Charles, so yes.
You know what people are going to do, right? Like, I'm just saying, why do that?
It's nationwide TV, man. It's nationwide TV. Don't set a man up for failure. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's worldwide. I mean, you know, the world was watching.
That's set up for failure right there.
I just, honestly, like, my heart breaks if that is, like, I did not know that, and I have to believe. And this, we've been in sports our whole life. I didn't know that. I just remember him as a running back. He was good.
If I hadn't fumbled across it myself, I wouldn't have known. And I'll hang up and try to find that and send it to you so you guys can verify it.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
No, it's verified.
Are you finding it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what? So did this? Is this because of what happened? So people started writing on it, or what?
Well, yes. Okay. Well, both. First and foremost, yes, it has been brought back up because of what's happened over the weekend. However, going back to, I'm reading a USA Today article from 2015.
Okay.
So this is
almost
not,
10 years ago.
This is not recent.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads as followed here, as we can fight through all the pop-ups here. At the opening ceremony of the Special Olympics in Los Angeles on Saturday night, Jamaal Charles opened the proceeding with a touching story about his own struggle with a learning disability. The Kansas City Chiefs running back said he felt helpless as a young child, but once he competed and won a gold medal in track and field at the Special Olympics, it gave him a newfound bout of confidence. And this is the quote from Jamaal Charles. "I was afraid. I was lost. I had trouble reading. I found out I had a learning disability. People made fun of me. They told me I would never go anywhere, but I learned I can fly. When I was 10 years old, I had a chance to compete in the Special Olympics. The Special Olympics gave me my first chance to discover a talent I did not know I had."
Okay. Thanks for now making us feel really, really bad. And I'm not including you in that, by the way.
Why are you not including me?
Because, you know, Damon and I, we didn't know.
I didn't know either. But, you know, I just kind of, there was just so much going on there.
Well,
I said, there's got to be something else deeper.
Well, my first thought is, you know, he's having a good time. He's at the draft. He's having a good time. I mean, there's a green room and, you know what I mean? Like, is that the first time that's ever happened? No.
Could have been a Joe Namath moment, you know, from back in the day.
Hey, Kansas City, give me a kiss.
Ain't nothing wrong with Joe Namath. Joe Namath don't have a learning disability at all. He had another problem. But it had nothing to do with learning disabilities, the Special Olympics. So, I mean,
it had to do with those fur coats he was wearing?
No.
Melissa Stark.
I mean, you know, listen.
Or no, Susie Colbert. Susie Colbert.
I was going to say, I don't think,
Susie Colbert.
I don't think he knew the difference at that moment, though.
You're so pretty.
During the Monday Night Football game there.
Carrie, I'm going to give you a kiss.
I mean, so could it have been that situation? It could have been, but, you know.
That's good to know. I don't know why we don't know that story. Like, again, Jamaal Charles was not some, you know, special teamer.
No.
In the NFL.
Oh, superstar player.
I remember him quite well.
Probably.
He had a really good career.
Multi-time Pro Bowler, probably.
But why don't we know that story?
It's interesting about the things that get picked up or don't. Or maybe it was a local story. Maybe it was big. Maybe the people in Kansas City know, and we just don't know. That's possible. There are things we know about the local, you know, football players that, you know, it takes everybody else a long time to figure out. I mean, it's just one of those things. How many people know Kevin Dyson is a high school principal and has a doctorate?
Well,
and I know it's not the same thing, but I'm just.
I would say hardly anybody outside the city.
I've heard this myself.
There's people in the city that don't know that.
There are people. I've heard other markets, people making fun of Kevin Dyson, saying, "Whatever happened to Kevin Dyson? I bet he's living under a bridge somewhere." Ha, ha, ha. You know, seriously, I've heard other sports talk show hosts say such a thing, you know, when looking back on what happened there. And, you know, I was like, boy, you guys don't have a clue. And, you know, but again, we know that because we're here. But if you're in, you know, Kansas City, would you know that about Kevin Dyson?
No.
Why would you know that? I mean, it's, you know, and that's an inspirational story in and of itself. It really is what Kevin Dyson has done post-football.
Dr. Dyson?
Thank you very much. Dr. Kevin Dyson has done post-football. So it's not all that surprising that we wouldn't know something like that. But, you know, it takes something like this. And you know what? Maybe this will now bring light to other situations.
Well, we just learned.
Yeah. This brings light to other situations now where people have issues, and you just don't know they have issues. Now, I do agree that if you know he's got an issue, why would you put him up there like that? How did you not know that this was going to happen?
Again, or tell people. Like, yeah. Did they do that? Like,
I'd miss that. If they did, I missed it.
I did, too. Like, I didn't see that, obviously.
I mean, listen, they paused and made themselves very, you know, painfully aware about other things they're up there representing.
Sure.
It was some of everything there. Some of every organization.
Brought out all kinds of people.
Brought out people, and they paused, and they said, hey, we want to recognize X, Y, and Z, who represents this. Everybody give a hand clap. And with the 233rd pick in the NFL draft, you know, fill in the blank. I mean, so why didn't they do the same for this? I don't know.
Maybe they should have let him introduce it. Like you said, like, I'm doing this on behalf of those who...
Of Special Olympics, bring out some...
Speech. Like me have a speech problem right now. But, you know, people that deal with that, you know, because I studied it, and I was country boy, didn't talk too good when I was growing up, but I learned as I went to school and learned how to develop to be a better speaker because of radio.
Oh, man. It's...
You know?
Absolutely.
Some people deal with that, yeah. You know? So... It's still kind of funny, but I mean, it's sad. I'm sorry that I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. I mean, again, we learned something, but again, I wish they would have done a better job of awareness.
They could have set him up a little bit better than that.
Yeah. But thank you, Doug, for calling
in. The NFL could have set him up a little bit better than that.
Yeah. Besides the loss Friday at Bridgestone Arena, there was something else that was circulating around pretty heavily Friday night. And Saturday. Mm. I saw it all over the place. And I even talked to some people on Saturday. We'll tell you what we're talking about when it comes to Bridgestone Arena and the experience. Like I said, this is a little bit deeper than just the tough loss on Friday. We'll explain when we come back. It was so much that it got the attention of the Predators. They felt the need to talk out. Talk publicly about.
Oh, really?
It.
Well, I missed that. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, let's get into that.
So we'll come back and tell you what we're talking about. We'll do that next here on the McFarland Show, WNSR.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it, the price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to The McFarland Show live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Braves in Seattle tonight against the Mariners. They're going to be on the West Coast this whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle for a series, and then the Dodgers.
Then the Dodgers, wow. First place teams there.
Mm-hmm. They were playing my Guardians this past weekend.
Yeah.
By the way, Cleveland's way better than I thought.
Yeah.
I had a Cleveland fan reach out to me before the season that listens to the show and said, what do you think for this year? And I said, like 81-81. He was like, really? Huh, I see them winning like 90-92 games. I'm like, really?
Well,
I think he's going to be way more right than me.
The division is bad.
It is.
So there's that.
So tonight the coverage will begin at 8:25 p.m. All right, let's get back to the phone. 615-844-5600. Let's go to Nate in Chattanooga. Nate, what's up?
What's up, guys? I'm actually back in Columbia. Sorry, Damon. I realized what you were saying after after we hung up the phone there. But
thanks for making me look bad, Nate.
Hey, twice within, 15 minutes?
Yeah, I was going to say, we just can't get out of this funk, can we?
Anyways, I should have called after you wanted to discuss it, Darren, but other than Nash.
So you know where I'm going with this. So let's just go on and let's
introduce the
talent. Yeah, I was going to say, let's just go on and dive in.
So with the game operation, in between stoppage and all of that, and in between the periods, I haven't really seen I haven't been to any playoff games, and I probably won't. But I haven't seen a big drop off during the regular season, other than basically Nash not being present at all, except at the beginning and towards the end where he gives away a lottery ticket. Other than that, I barely see him, if ever. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
That is weird, by the way. I've noticed that for years. I don't know what that's about. But you're right.
Yeah, like he like almost fell off the face of the earth. Yeah. Things like when during the games, it was just all of a sudden. It wasn't even a gradual decline. I don't know. You would think you would want him to be present, especially for the kids.
Here's what I was told about Friday night, and I'm sure you saw, because you know what I'm talking about, because you saw it all over social media. I hear the atmosphere was not good. I hear game ops wasn't good at all. Just, you know, nothing to get the crowd into it. It just, the whole night was off is what everybody kept saying. And look, this is not anything new with game ops. This has been going on for years. Now, this is just my personal opinion. Brian Campbell did it for a long time. I mean, a long time. I don't know what the exact time frame is. It was a long time. Brian Campbell doesn't do game ops anymore. And ever since he's been gone, it has never been the same, in my opinion. Now, I will also say, it's kind of like what we've discussed on this show before about the first season at then Adelphia Coliseum and those early years. And, you know, could the Titans ever recapture what that atmosphere was like? And they haven't been able to. It's kind of like you can't ever recreate the first, right? And that run, the Stanley Cup final run, and the following year, that two-year window was something, you know, while they had been to the playoffs before, they had never done what they had just done in that two-year window, right? Where they were actually, they get to the Stanley Cup final, the next year they're actually the team to beat. People are saying they're going to win at this time. And I don't know if you can ever recreate that, right? I do think that is in play. Like, my guess is they'll never be able to recreate that because of the phenomenon with the singer, right? Who was going to be singing the national anthem? Who was going to be on the band stage? It became a national story. Well, now they do it. It's like, oh, yeah, well, you've been doing that since 2017, 18, right? Like, okay, so that's what you've done. But it was a phenomenon then. So I think it's a combination, in my opinion, of Brian Campbell isn't doing that anymore. He's not running game day ops. And I just think that you can't recreate that 2-year window.
No, you can't, especially since it's, you know, basically the first time not all of that happened. Because, I mean, obviously the Preds have been in the playoffs before, but that magical run in 16-17, you just can't recreate all these different firsts. It's almost like your first kiss with your wife. You can't recreate that. I was actually shocked when my wife Amanda told me that they weren't playing Run This Town during the playoffs, because that seemed like a pretty staple song for, I think it was during the pregame where they were playing the video on FameVision and on the ice. I don't know. It just seems weird right now.
Well, that's you're not the only one. There's been a lot of people saying that, and I mean a lot. So I saw the reaction after Friday's game. And again, this stuff's been going on for a while, but I know we're talking about the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so it's supposed to be different. And I just, in my opinion, I think it's a combination of Brian Campbell was really good at his job, and he hasn't been, you know, and he's not doing it anymore. He hasn't been there for years, and it's affected. Like, game day has not been the same since Brian Campbell, again, in my opinion. The other thing is, I think once you've done all, like, I get it. Like, it was cool. Like, Taylor Wan, that did get a lot of attention with his daughter.
Sure.
And that was cool. But Taylor Wan has done stuff before, right? Chugging the beers, and that's why that happened. And then his daughter chugged the water, and that was a cool moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the catfish with Will Levis and Cushenberry. But again, they've trotted out Titans players before. Again, this is not anything new. It's different. Right, it's just different players. So I just think it's harder to. And then, you know, Little Big Town's done this many times in the playoffs, so it's not...
They're almost the house band.
Again, right, this is not anything new, so I just think they've got, you know, that working against them, too. Like, it's just going to be really, really hard to recreate something that, you know, once it's been done, it's going to be really hard to go back to that magical place again.
Yeah, I don't know what they could come up with next, either... If there's a Friday, or if there's a playoff series next year, or next season. I don't know. Y'all have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you, Nate.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with the Vancouver car, you know, the knucklehead car out in the plaza. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's been done for years. So
it has been. Well, things like that are traditions. So if they didn't do it, I think people will feel some kind of way that they don't even have the smash car anymore.
Well, but there are some traditions that they've done in the past that they've gone away from, too. So Nate just referenced one.
And so you have to pick and choose which one you're going to keep and which one, and then you have to bring some back after a while. Like, hey, people really miss this. I would think at some point they would do an evaluation about what it is that they're doing after they hear from the fans and realize what isn't and what isn't working. And I would hope they would make some adjustments. I would hope. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see on that. If the atmosphere is less special, they can't lose that, because that's them, really. That's what sets them apart right now from the Titans, in all honesty, is their game day atmosphere.
The other part is tickets have gone up, and people are referencing that it's, you know, it's driven away a lot of the hardcore fans.
That is
true. You know, the blue-collar fans is a little bit more corporate.
That is true.
And so...
when you go from 10 to 15 to I don't even know what it is now...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that's going to keep some people away. Also, you eliminate downtown parking. You can't park on the street anymore.
Parking downtown anywhere. Is absurd.
Now, it's absurd. The Predators didn't do that, but I'm just saying.
Justin, we went to the Cats game Saturday night. It was $42 to park for a Cats game.
Yeah.
It's $42. It's absurd.
Anybody who grew up here in Nashville or have been here a long time, you remember you used to be able to park on the street for free after a certain hour. That is all gone. So that's going to affect people coming to events. It just is. The locals, when it comes to the locals, the tourists are going to come anyway. But the locals, there's a difference.
What, 2.5 hours probably there? $42.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's actually embarrassing.
Yeah.
I was mad.
Farmer's Market in Walker's.
Well,
Farmer's Market?
I mean, hey, save somebody.
He's a walk. He's taking a journey, man. That's not a walk.
Is there
you need a pack of lunch for that.
It might be cheaper to do that and catch an Uber ride.
Maybe. It's probably true.
Park there and catch an Uber.
That's probably true.
All right, we'll come back. Put a bow on Monday's edition of the McFarland Show next.
Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. Do you have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I what makes Melinda so good. That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili pepper perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
You're listening to The McFarland Show live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
The Cats were back for third time. I went Saturday. I just referenced what I paid for parking.
Yeah.
That was not good, but it's fun inside.
Okay.
Like I said, I saw
nice crowd.
Jeff Fisher, Albert Haynesworth, Chris Sanders. I heard George Kittle was there. I ran into Derek Mason. You had Eli Gold and Pete Weber on the call.
I saw pictures of that.
How about that?
That was cool.
It was fun. I ran into a lot of people that I knew, and it was saw Chris Jones from Birdie Bros.
Okay. Yeah.
So I saw Greg Pogue there, of course. He was working the room.
Of course.
But it was fun. They beat the snot out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
They look like they're pretty darn good, or Minnesota may be really bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't a game. They were way better than Minnesota.
We'll see. Time will tell. But if they are good,
that is a nice, attractive offer of something to do only a few times a night, a few times here during the summer months. I mean, they're only going to have, what, four or five more games down there?
Well, I think there's five total home games, but one of them's in Clarksville. Yeah. So there'll be three more here.
Yeah.
So I think they announced 6,000.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No, you can do well with that. Especially in municipal, yeah. I mean, you can 6,000. I'm sure sounds pretty loud too.
Yeah, no, the atmosphere was great. The fans were definitely into it.
Especially considering all the things you were competing against.
I took two 12-year-olds, and they were sitting there laughing at a lot of people dancing and singing. They were having a ball, hey, just watching people
fun.
Watching.
That's fun.
Yeah,
that's a memory.
All right, that is going to do it for our show today. Have a great rest of your Monday. Enjoy the weather, and we'll be back at it tomorrow. At 2 o'clock. We'll see you then.
Nationwide, this is the Zach Gelb Show. Here's your host, Zach Gelb.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hour number three of our radio program. We got to recap the 2024 NFL Draft. We'll bring in a man that does a great job as an analyst for the NFL Network and also CBS Sports. And I see him rocking that Augusta pullover right now. Have you been to the Masters, Charles Davis? I wasn't anticipating that being my first question, but I see it out of the corner of my eye, so I'm now distracted. I have to ask you that.
Hey, Zach, how you doing? It's good to see you and hear you again. And I've been lucky enough to go twice to practice days. The last 2 years, as a matter of fact, I was able to hit the bucket list and then fill the bucket a little bit more, both Wednesdays beforehand. And it's probably the one event that can't be oversold. You know, everybody tells you this, then you go and you go, wasn't quite that. This is the one that I don't think can be oversold. Everything anyone has ever told me, I was like, yeah, they were right. And then some. So I was fortunate enough to be able to do it.
That's awesome. Charles Davis.